Hello, this is Matt from Digital Detroit Radio, and you are listening to Insomnia Radio Detroit.
Hi, Jason.
And now, from Motor City, USA,
Detroit, Michigan,
spinning the best local original music and giving it to the world, this is Insomnia Radio Detroit. And now, your host for Insomnia Radio Detroit, Les Zaldor.
Hello and welcome to Insomnia Radio Detroit, episode number 3. I am Les, host of Zaldor's World. You can find it at Zaldor.com. And I'm happy to be doing this show. I love doing it. I really apologize for this long delay between episode number 2 and now episode number 3. But I can promise you, episode number 4 is already planned out, and that will be coming out on time next time. So you're going to have episode number 3 this week, episode number 4 next week, and we're going to keep it going from there. A lot of interviews are coming up in the pipe. I got a lot of stuff planned for this show, and I'm just excited. I'm just glad. I'm happy to do this, so I hope it comes through. Go check out the website at detroit.insomniaradio.net. Just did a great rewrite, redesign to the website. Jason just sent me that today. It looks really cool. And shortly, very shortly, we're going to finally get the Detroit Insomnia Radio logo, which I'm looking forward to checking out. I have not seen it yet. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see what they're going to come up with. And I know it's going to rock everybody's world, and it's going to rock. I mean, I'm just going to be blown away by it. I'm looking forward to it. This past weekend here in Detroit was a big weekend. Unfortunately, I could not partake in it, but it was a very big weekend. One of the local papers here, actually it's one of the free papers they hand out at all the bars and all the restaurants and stuff. It's called Metro Times, which you can find at MetroTimes.com. They had their big blowout they have every year. And this is, I think this is the 10th anniversary of it. And a lot of local bands, about 250 local bands were playing. That was really killing me that I couldn't make it out there this weekend. But doesn't mean I won't be in the future at some of these kind of bands that were playing there. And the first band I'm going to play for you guys is called The Had It Up to Here. They were one of those bands that were playing at the Metro Times blowout over in Hamtramck area, which is kind of like northeast of Detroit or north of Detroit. It's a lot of great music coming out of that area. A lot of bands play in that area. And The Had It Up to Here is a great band that is made up of Stu, Steve, and Jared. They are a three-piece, and they had it up to here with rock and roll, and they came out to take it out on you. They started a band, we started to rock, and we will continue. They have a CD out. What is the name of the CD? I just had it here. I think it's just called The Had It Up to Here, and which you can find on their website at myspace.com/theheadeduptohears.com. Or no, The Had It Up to Here is the name of the website. They don't have a band website other than that one, so you have to go to MySpace one. So they just played, like I said, in Detroit at the Metro Times blowout, and they're going to be playing in Hamtramck again, a couple other shows, end of this month. So maybe I might try to make out one of those. Maybe March 19th they're playing. That might be a good possibility at the Belmont, which is a great place to play as well. I've been there, I think I've been there once. Anyways, let's get into some music. Let's get into this music. This is the name of the song. It's called In the Beginning by The Had It Up to Here's here on Insomnia Radio.
I'm not afraid to
Yeah, that was the Had It Up to Here's with their song In the Beginning. You can check out those links over at detroit.insomniaradio.net. Have all the links for all the music played here. Anything else that's going on will be available on there. I'll put a link for MetroTimes.com in there too, so you can check out some of the bands that are in there that I'll be playing. I'm sure I'll be playing a lot of those bands that are in Metro Times Blowout this past weekend. I'll be playing them in a future episode. I've got a lot of emails out, sitting out there. And of course, if you're in a band or if you know somebody's in a band that's in the Detroit area, tell them to send their music to me. Email me at detroit.insomniaradio.net or go to the website, detroit.insomniaradio.net. Fill out the little form to submit their music and I'll be in touch with them. I'm really, really up on the emails. I reply back within a day or so. So if they want to get their music played, I've got submissions, but I've also got room for a lot more. Like I said earlier, episode number 4 is planned out, but I've got many more to go after that. I'm not stopping this show. Don't worry. I know there was a little lag. We had some website problems. I know there was a little lag. I could have got the show put out last weekend, but I just listen to Zaldor's World. You'll see what was going on there. You know, Zaldor.com. Listen to there. Oh my gosh. All right. Then going from like punk rock power pop to something completely different. We got like a funk jam band, Soul. These guys are great. The name of the band is called Flophouse. They started about 2 years ago at a Christmas party for a music store they used to work at, which I probably bumped into them at this music store. They call it in their bio, Kitar Genter. I'm sure you could figure that one out. And they jammed for the first time 2 years ago, and they knew they had to play together after that point. And in the band is Victor, Hollywood, and P-Dog, Super B, Peter Keys. These guys are got a great funk to them, and they definitely are another one to watch. They'll be playing at the end of the month over in Redford at the Bullfrog with their CD release party that's coming out. It's called Get Loose EP. I think that's the name. That's one that's coming out for them. And then they're also playing in Detroit on April 20th at the Labyrinth Club, which I've been there. I saw an old friend of mine's band, Freakstar, play there a long time ago, which, you know, you never know. Maybe I'll be playing some Freakstar in the near future. Maybe even an interview with Freakstar. Never know. Anyways, if you've heard of my show, Zaldor's World, you would know who Freakstar is. I've played them a few times. Anyways, so let's get into this song from Flophouse. And the name of the song is called Everything is Cool. And this is really a cool song. Check it out. Yeah. Flophouse, their song Everything Is Cool, which you can find them over at MySpace. Of course, everybody is at MySpace. MySpace.com's Flophouse Band. Definitely. They got a couple other good songs on there as well. They're worth checking out. Definitely, if you get a chance, if you're in town, check them out. Because, like I said, they're playing on March 31st. That'll be an awesome show. I wish I could make it, but I've already got prior engagements for that. I got a busy life. Doesn't mean I can't. I'm not too busy to do the Insomnia Radio Detroit. I enjoy doing it too. I love giving it out to you people. I was really excited when I was told about doing this show. I just can't explain it. So it's all about giving you guys the great Detroit music, because there's like all different kinds of music. I've already played you two different genres right there, and this next one is definitely going to be another genre as well. A lot of rock, a lot of soul, a lot of power rock. This band is called SWB, or formerly used to be called Streetwise Band. They've played all over the Midwest, and they've been a staple in the concert and club scene since 1997. So these guys have been around for almost 10 years, over 10 years. They have influences from Cream, Hendrix, Jeff Beck, Rush, Joan Jett, Hart, Travis Tritt, even. These guys are like, the lead singer, Brenda Pierce, is called... Actually, the band and Brenda Pierce has been called Janice of the New Millennium. They've got an awesome, powerful sound. They are definitely, you know, wow. The original keyboardist that they had from the original band is now the keyboardist for Kid Rock. They have played, looking at their old shows, they've played with Quiet Riot, REO Speedwagon, Leif Garrett, Great White. I mean, they've played with a lot of bands. So these guys are really good as well. Check them out. Here's their song. We're going to play, you didn't give me the name of the song. I lost the name of the song. Okay, the name of the song is Bad Mood. Check it out, SWB. SWB with their song Bad Mood. Check them out. Their website is at swb-rocks.com. And, you know, links, of course, detroit.insomniaradio.net, where you can always find them. For all these bands, past and present and future, they'll all be there. You know that, right? Right. Okay, good, good, good. All right. Now for something completely different than the last three bands. This band I'm looking forward to interviewing, as well as I'm going to try to interview as well SWB, Flophouse, and Headed Up to Here. So I'm going to try to get interviews with all these bands. I enjoy interviewing. If you catched my last episode of Zelda's World, episode number 164, I did an interview with a band called Nick Black. I did the lead singer of that. Nick Black is his name. And he's also it's also his attitude. And it's definitely worth checking out. I did a lot of interview with a lot of great interviews like that in the past. I've interviewed over 40, I think it's about to 40 now, 40 different bands and singer-songwriters for Zelda's World. And I'm going to be definitely sharing those and as well as the new ones, as I've told you before. I'm looking forward to doing some more interviews. I got one interview for Insomnia Radio, which I'm going to be sharing with you probably next episode. Already ready to go. Just got to finish it up and then send it out to you guys. I'll probably put it in episode number 4. And then I've got some more that are kind of in the works. So this is a band that I'm looking forward to putting together another interview with. I've never met them before, but just looking at their website is definitely one to look at. The name of the band is called Half-Life, and it's spelled H-A-F-L-I-F-E. MySpace.com/HAFLIFE is the band website, or you can go to also halflife.tv. Again, it's H-A-F-L-I-F-E. And they are kind of like a rock, funk, industrial. So you just have to listen to them. They got influence of White Zombie, Tom Waits, Killing Joke, Crystal Method. And they have been together for over 10 years, well, separated together. They have been bringing their unique sense of musical style to the masses from in Detroit and the Midwest. And they say you can't survive in Detroit unless you're straight up rock or techno. But they ask, why not just create loud music? It isn't fun if you can't shake your ass. So they came around in 2000, they came to be. And they create a new direction of sound through the exploitation of roots in music to fuse classic styles with new waves, recreate in the primal, and reinvent the beat. These guys bring back the fun, and I'm looking forward to seeing them live. I still have not seen them live. They're going to be playing, hopefully in the near future. Nothing planned yet. Maybe, you know, which I got even a greater idea. So you never know. There might be some big things happening for Insomnia Radio Detroit. Keep it posted at detroit.insomniaradio.net when I interview these guys. Who knows what might happen? Because these guys are in for fun, and I am too. So who knows? Let's check out this song. The song I'm going to play for you guys is, the name of the song is an interesting title, White Girl, Black Booty. Check it out, Half-Life, here on Insomnia Radio Detroit.
Got to turn it.
That was Half-Life with their song White Girl, Black Booty. Check them out at halflife.tv, H-A-F-L-I-F-E.tv, or MySpace as well, or, of course, Detroit.insomniaradio.net. I think I might be able to fit one more song in here. Got 25 minutes. I want to keep these episodes around 30 minutes, so I think I'm going to get one more song into you. This is a band called Public Parking. They are a band out of Flint, Michigan, a little north of Detroit. But they're made up of Monica, Tim, Nico, and they definitely have a lot of heavy rock and roll sound to them. They are playing all over the place, though. Although they're playing mostly in Flint areas, but they've also got some stuff down near me as well. So they're not too far away, like an hour away. At least I drove to Flint not too long ago to check out a band last year. So it's not too far of a drive, but definitely these guys are going to be a great finish to this episode. The song I'm going to play for you guys, though, where is it? It is called, I just had it, Last Today, Volume, it's from their album, Volume 3, or Volume 2. Check it out. Public Parking, their song Last Today from their album Volume 2, and it's spelled Public, P-U-B-L-I-K, Parking. I believe their MySpace page is Public Parking, myspace.com/public parking. Or you can always go to detroit.insomniaradio.net for those links, because that's where they'll always be, because I will make sure they're posted there, because that's my job, to post them up there. Okay, got a couple more things to tie up here. Let's get into this right here.
So, first it was the UK. That was almost too easy. Then came Europe, a bit more difficult. But the big prize is the US, and now we're taking over New York. Yes, I think that our little plan is working out very well, don't you? Stuart Morrison continues the futile quest to prove his theory that anyone can be a podcaster by taking up the reins of Insomnia Radio New York. Coming soon to Insomnia Radio, the takeover of New York, for a limited time only.
All right. That's Stuart taking over the Insomnia Radio New York show. It ought to be interesting. I really was kind of bummed when the Insomnia Radio New York wasn't able to continue. So excited to hear what Stuart's going to put together when he gets that going. So check it out. Links, of course, you know, insomniaradio.net is the best place to go for all the regional shows. There's a lot of good regional stuff out there. Insomnia Radio San Diego just put out a great show recently. And, of course, it's the mothership, I guess you could call it, the Insomnia Radio show just came out not too long ago, really good, a couple days ago. So if you're not subscribed to these, subscribe to the Super Feed, which I talked about last episode. If you didn't get it, go listen to the last episode and write it down because I don't want to give it again because I can't remember right now. All right, that's it. I'm out of here. This is Les from Insomnia Radio Detroit, bringing them all to you, and look forward to episode number 4 coming up real soon. This has been episode number 3. I'm out of here. Have a good one.
You've been listening to IR Detroit, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. For detailed show notes and band links, head over to detroit.insomniaradio.net or to subscribe and get it delivered, feeds.feedburner.com/IR Detroit, or just look for us in iTunes. Thanks for listening.